B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Anyway, it's 11:11. That means time for Morning Thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for Morning Thoughts.
Shut up. Hey, lady! Shut up!
Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
So, I was at that, like we talked about all morning, I emceed the premiere for Hustle, and I started to look, and I love, you know, it's my passion to highlight what we do as Philadelphians. I look, there's no real outlet to do it. Like you get a story in the Inquirer here, right, or you get a feature here. You know, there's no real place that highlights Philadelphians and people from the Delaware Valley who are achieving and doing things. And obviously sports is a big part of it. You know, from youth sports, you know, through high school, college, you know, who's getting drafted, who are the faces in the crowd. Years ago in Sports Illustrated, they used to do this thing called Faces in the Crowd. And I loved it. It was like these unknowns that were you should be on the radar. Right, so you have a kid who was 13 years old who was like, you know, 6'2", throwing 89 miles an hour in eighth grade. And you go, wow, keep an eye on this kid. And it was Faces in the Crowd.
I actually do remember that, by the way.
Faces in the
Sports
Crowd?
Illustrated, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it, right? So, we got all kinds of things. Sports, but also beyond sports. Music. Film, right? Acting. Writing, directing. I was telling you about Jeremiah Zagar, who worked at TLA Video right off of South Street. That was my video store. I loved it. A great film, great movies there, great storytelling. Right? Music, what we've done here. So beyond just sports, and sports is included, boxing. I mean, beyond just the main soccer. Like, you name it. I want to highlight it. And I need to know it, right? Like, so Judas and I, listen, we're from here. So we really want to give it, you know, become the place and create something where we get to highlight our own. And listen, it could be beyond sports. You know, you could have invented something or you're an entrepreneur and you're, you know, we talk about federal donuts and all this stuff. I want to be able to bring that to the masses. So, yes, at the end of the show, I told you, look, we got to start cataloging this, and I need to start booking the guests. So, Tunis and I will get together, and we'll sift through it. But you got to let us know the line on people. Maybe you want to nominate them. Maybe you know them. We're going to need their information, right? Email address, phone number, whatever it is. In that movie, I was talking about Jonathan, who's Adam Sandler's best friend, who's from Philadelphia. Who's all in all his movies? He's the dude in the waterboard, the big guy. He had the crazy eyes.
Yes. he was in the overalls.
Right. He's awesome.
He played, he was a Philly guy. That's awesome.
He played basketball and football at Ryan. He's like a ridiculous Eagles fan.
That's so cool.
I met him last night. I go, yo, dude, you're the man. Love it. And he's Adam Sandler's best friend. He's a Philly kid. And you got your Bradley Coopers and, you know, Miles Teller, who I was talking about. Like, we got a lot of people that are doing big things. So I want to make this our summer project. And I want to build this stuff into the show. Interviews. And we'll put other stuff, outtakes, on the website. So here's what you got to do. And I'm going to remind you guys every day. So hit us up. DM me on Twitter at Anthony L. Gargano. Or Anthony Lewis Gargano on Instagram. Hit me up there. Tell me the story. Nominate somebody. Send me their info. And then, you know, once we get enough, two aside, get together. And, you know, we'll reach out and start to book everybody and start to highlight them. So I really want to do that. And watching that movie last night that was created by a Philadelphian, with a lot of Philadelphians involved. I want to do it, man. I think it's important.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I mean, there's a lot of talent in this area, and you said it—not just sports, right? You know,
entrepreneurs, right? The arts. I'm a huge fan. You know that.
You know, the School of Arts in Center City. I mean, there's so much. There's a lot to go around here in the city, and I think that's something really cool. Speaking of art, and this morning I woke up. It was 5 a.m. Coop was ready. He was ready to start the day. And he didn't want to end the day till 1 a.m. yesterday. So it was a nice, quick little turnaround with the coop. And I walked down the steps, 5 a.m., and there's this just incredible scent downstairs.
At 5 a.m.?
5 a.m. Because last night, we didn't make dinner till like 8, right? A lot going on. I made the fajitas last night.
Oh! Anthony. You did the fajitas?
So the scent was still there. You know, we didn't have the windows open or anything. Obviously, we have some circulation in the house, but the scent was still there. Not as strong as what it was when I first made it, but it was still there. And it reminded me of the delicious meal that I made my wife and I last night because the fajita.
The homemade? You did the homemade?
The homemade. Yeah, chopped up the peppers, the onions, chopped up the chicken. We did it all, man. It was delicious.
You did chicken fajitas?
Yes. Yeah, because she doesn't eat the, you know, steak or anything.
Right.
Who's got time to make two different things? So, and they're still delicious.
Anthony, and you had the tortilla?
See, I'm doing the no carbs, so I was just doing straight.
Oh, it's all right.
Still,
well, that's
it
good.
Still tastes amazing, right?
Yeah, I mean,
all that
listen,
stuff.
Onions, peppers, right. And then meat.
A little cheese. I'm a sour cream man. I'm sure you're not.
Correct.
Yeah. So, it made me think, Ant, the fajita may be one of my favorite items, but I don't get it often. I don't make it often, maybe because it takes more time, right? Like, I can grill a burger, boom.
Dude.
You know, 10 minutes, I'm done.
Dude, you're spot on.
But the fajita.
And you know what? It came up this morning.
It did.
Dylan.
Strong.
The D-Train nailed it. You know what he said? Because the fajitas have the sizzle.
Yes.
Right? And when someone orders the fajitas, you're always jealous.
Yeah, and you're always looking.
You go.
That smell.
Damn, I should have got the fajitas.
Smells good.
Right? Like, damn, I should have got the fajitas. And here's a good thing about it. The other thing about the fajita is that I like the tortilla. It's not as heavy. Like, if you're gonna go low carb,
right?
It's low carb.
Yeah, it is.
You go with it's not a roll, right?
Yeah.
It's low and it's thin and it's a perfect kind of wrapper.
Oh yeah, it's awesome
for the whole thing. But I agree with you. The fajita
is not something you make all the time order all the time.
But here's the thing: I've never made it at home.
Okay. Yeah, I have to give it a shot.
No, because I'm not going to get the sizzle.
Hey, hear it in the pan. I got the pan on the stove. It's
sizzling.
When they
come up with the sizzle.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
It's the fajita sizzle.
You see the smoke. If you're like sitting behind the waiter as he walks by, you kind of waft it yourself. You're like, oh my God, it smells so good.
Yeah.
But that's an item that I don't have often enough, and it might be one of my favorite meals.
That's a good one. Listen, that's strong.
Like, because a burger, burger's my favorite food. Pizza's my favorite food, but I do that all the time.
Here's the other thing. Everybody has to be in on a fajita. First of all, you go shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp, steak.
Right, shrimp is outrageous.
Chicken.
Right, chicken, steak, pork, like.
Yeah.
You can't beat
mix
the,
it up.
The fajita. You put the shrimp in a fajita.
Wow.
That's living. I go with the hot peppers.
Oh, that sounds good.
The bell pepper. Yeah, I like the hot.
Yeah, I just do the bell pepper. It's good. It tastes good with everything mixed up.
Yeah.
It's delicious, man.
You know what's a great pepper? The serrano.
Yes.
That's a great pepper.
It's fantastic.
The serrano pepper. Because it's got a little bit more heat than a jalapeno. And it's a tasty pepper.
Yeah, it's good.
Quality pepper. All right.
The fajita, man. But that was a good smell.
So you actually made the fajita. You got a sizzle out of it?
Got a sizzle, yeah. It's on the pan.
Hey, did you get the restaurant sizzle?
No, it's a little different. Yeah. That's the cast iron, right? They always say, don't touch the handle.
Yeah.
It's hot. They always warn you.
Dude, strong move with this fajita.
It was great because
he's a great name.
Oh yeah, it's a strong name. I have the coffee maker set for the 6 a.m. preset, but he was up a little early today, so I didn't wake up to the smell of the fresh pot of coffee. I woke up to the remnants of the fajita from the previous night.
Wow,
I was okay with it.
Did you have leftovers?
No, dude. It's
good. Are you crusty?
Oh, yeah, that was a crushed piece.
You crushed piece, yeah. Sure. That's nice. And you do the cheese with the fajita, huh?
Yeah, just a little dabble. Not too much.
What, the shredded cheddar?
I do shredded cheddar, yeah. Like, I don't like to over-cheese some items, so I just go...
Like, because I don't think you need the cheese on the fajita.
No, I don't think so, but once it started melting in and I was mixing everything up...
Oh, listen, you can't go wrong.
The string.
Yeah. I prefer it, I think, uncheesed.
Uncheesed.
The onion and the pepper is a strong.
Oh my God,
you know,
yeah.
That's a duo. It's 610-632. I want fajitas. What'd you do this to me for? Oh my God, Dylan! Dylan was right.
Yeah, that was a strong call. Everyone is jealous when you get a fajita.
Yeah, there's no other dish. Is there any other dish that makes you jealous?
No.
Interesting.
I don't think so.
Think about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.